Title, FCA Whistleblowers No More. Content, a federal district court in the Middle District of Florida issued a decision on September 30th that threatens the federal government's continued reliance on the False Claims Act, FCA. As the most powerful weapon in the Department of Justice's enforcement arsenal. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel threw out a case against a group of Medicare Advantage organizations and providers on the grounds that an individual whistleblower suing on behalf of the federal government under the FCA, often called a relator, in a CATAM lawsuit, violates the U.S. Constitution's Appointments Clause. The court concluded that relators, who are acting on behalf of the federal government, must be considered officers of the government and appointed in a manner consistent with constitutional requirements. See USX Rel Zafarov v. Florida Medical Associates, LLC, No. 8:19 CV 1236, 2024 USDAST Lexus 176626, ECF No. 346, MDFL September 30, 2024. The business? Of FCA cases, the FCA empowers any person to enforce the statute by filing a lawsuit in the federal government's name. See 31 U.S.C. 3730b, 1. If that person prevails, then he or she may collect an award of up to 30% of the proceeds of the action. ID. At 3730d. This greatly incentivizes individuals and their lawyers, whose fees are recoverable under the FCA, to bring CATAM actions who, as Judge Mazel noted, bring the vast majority of FCA actions compared to government-initiated FCA cases. Zafarov, 2024 USDAST Lexus 176626, at asterisk 7. And these incentives have proved to be successful. The number of FCA actions have exploded since the 1980s, when pro-relator amendments were enacted. ID at asterisk 10. While the FCA provides that the federal government can intervene and take over the prosecution of a case from the relator, the reality is that the government declines to intervene in the vast majority of actions. That leaves the relator with unfettered discretionary authority to act on behalf of the federal government. ID at asterisk 9. While the defense bar has long lamented over these issues, there has been increasing focus on the government's authority over a realtor's suit in recent years, including in Justice Thomas' dissent in USX Rel Polanski v. Executive Health Resources Incorporated, where Justice Thomas, joined in part by Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett, raised doubts that the CATAM provisions would pass muster under Article 2. It was therefore only a matter of time until a decision like that in Zafarov. The Zafarov decision in her reasoning, Judge Mazel notes that the Appointments Clause of the U.S. Constitution requires that all other officers of the United States must be appointed by the President subject to the advice and consent of the Senate, the GU principal officers. Provision, although Congress may vest the appointment of inferior officers in the President alone, in the courts of law, or in the heads of departments. The inferior officers? Provision. U.S. Const. Part. 2. 2. CL 2. Thus, the clause distinguishes between two types of officers and who can appoint them. Not mentioned in this provision is a third category, the YE employees. Within the government workforce for whom appointments do not apply. In concluding that the relator provision violated the Appointments Clause, the District Court made three notable conclusions. A. The FCA relator is an officer, not an employee, of the United States and thus subject to the Appointments Clause. B. An FCA relator is self-appointed and not exempt from the Appointments Clause. And C. Because the relator was not constitutionally appointed, dismissal was the only remedy. Doing so, the District Court sidestepped four other circuit decisions in the 5th, 6th, 9th, and 10th circuits, which held that a relator's powers are not significant and that a relator does not occupy a continuing position established by law, thus failing the Supreme Court's test for whether an individual is an officer. While Judge Mizell noted that the Supreme Court and 11th Circuit had not yet expressly ruled on the applicability of the Appointments Clause and thus this was a matter for first impression in this circuit, she did note Justices Thomas, Kavanaugh, and Barrett's comments in the Polanski case, i.e., that there was skepticism as to whether the Katam provisions were inconsistent with that clause. Zafarov, 2024 USDAST Lexus 176626, at asterisk 58-59, Sidon.